Don't worry, I'm not gonna hurt you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Ruka. Happy birthday to you. Now let's wait to get sued.
It's not her birthday or anything. We just wanted to do that.
Yeah. We just wanted to see what would happen.
Exactly.
Yeah. We didn't have an opening.
Yeah. No, happy birthday. Has it been a pretty good one so far?
Actually, yeah. Hmm? I had a really great day at work, which is odd, so.
Okay. Hey, take it.
Yeah, her Facebook is loaded. Mm-hmm. Got,
it's always nice. It's got like shirtless people like me.
Yeah, you know, got shirtless pictures of Scott and photos.
And there's no bad...
Not really.
No bad.
But it's
there.
Not actually
yeah.
shirtless Scott. It's
actually, well, I don't think it's actually shirtless photo.
No, it's not.
Actually, shirtless Scott's not bad. We've seen some shirtless Scott. We've seen some.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't start flapping on the cast.
Flapping. Yes,
but
well, you would be more rubbing. He would be the flapping.
Oh, okay. Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
But thanks to everybody who put stuff up. You really brightened my morning.
Yeah, I got up this morning and she just had a crap load of people who had already.
That's always that's so nice because it's like, oh, people noticed, and I try so hard to remember everybody's birthdays on Facebook,
right?
And to like look in that little corner, and I just never do. I just never remember.
Well, I didn't put anything up because I know I'd see her in person, so
right.
I, you know.
Right.
Yeah. That's usually what will happen if I'm going to see the person on their, you know, say happy birthday to them on their birthday. Mm-hmm. In person,
yeah.
I don't need to write it on the wall.
Right.
It's the people I know. I'm not going to see them on their birthday.
Yeah, it's. I mean, it's just. It's one of those things that just makes you feel like you're so fucking special that all these people gave a damn.
Oh yeah,
I mean?
Yeah. I know my wall was full of them too. Mm-hmm. You know, by the end of the day, so yeah.
Yeah, I was surprised by the people who said happy birthday.
And Wissy, you are going to pay. That's all I have to say.
I thought that was cute.
Yeah, my sister.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Well, wait, what did she put down?
You don't want to know.
Obviously I do.
It was cute. I didn't think it was mean.
Pulling it up on Facebook so I can find out.
It's not mean. It's just, it's an ongoing battle we've been having since we were little.
Okay.
You mean, it's kind of like the...
if anybody was following me while I was in the hospital, and... Well, I guess it actually would have been on my sister's page. She left her Facebook open on my touch
while I was you're my sissy. Okay.
Nice.
Yeah.
That sounds like you guys are in the golden showers.
Oh. Yeah. Ew.
Yeah.
Ew. Okay.
Incestuous golden shower. That's a new that's a new fetish on FetLife.
There are times that my sister has really pissed me off, to be honest.
And there went my birthday.
Yeah, that my sister and I are weird like that too. We've got all of our weird little things.
Yeah, she's just lucky my knitting was in the car when I saw it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she actually, you know, I think when my sister and I get together, I think it's almost weird enough to worry fan him a little bit. He's pretty weird. Because we get kind of bizarre.
It's just a sibling thing.
Yeah. Yeah. You have your own weird little jokes and codes.
Yeah, I know Alicia got an earful Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Between me, my sister, and our friend Angel, who was pretty much my sister.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's
repeats of old stories and some really great new ones.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah, mm-hmm. it's actually funny. I told my sister, you know, that Phantom and I were looking for a third.
Uh-huh.
Because we had a long drive up to my stepmom's, and, you know, I'm usually, like, really honest about stuff like that, because it's like, yeah, it's going to come out, and I'm not going to fucking lie to the people I love most.
Right.
And so as I was telling her, Panty Boy messaged me for, like, the first or second time. And I was like, we were in the car, and I was explaining it. I was like, God damn it, look at this one. He's so cute, and lives so far away, and I was so pissed. And, So I was like, look at all. And I was showing her all the pictures as she was driving down 285, right. Which is probably a bad plan. But yeah, it's so funny because she came yesterday to the house to drop off some food. And oh, her husband makes, anyways. Yeah, I haven't gotten a lot of sleep. So, just so you know. She comes to drop off food. And I'm like, yeah, you remember that guy I was showing you all the pictures of? When it lived really far away. And she's like, yeah, I totally remember. I was like, yeah. So we're kind of talking to him pretty seriously. And we may at some point move in. She's like, oh, God. So there's the whole thing about, you know, what do I tell mom? You know,
right.
What about Thanksgiving? Obviously, if he's here, you know, with, you know, nobody around, I want him to go to Thanksgiving with us.
Right.
And, you know, it's like, oh, shit. It's opening up this whole other can of worms that reminds me of being gay and having to hide everything.
Right.
So.
Yeah, because I think the only thing we really have to worry is basically your parent, your side of the family. Because mm-hmm. my side of the family, well, A isn't all that interested.
Yeah.
Whatever, Bill.
Well, I'm not that close to the, you know, like the nieces, you know, the aunts and uncles and cousins mm-hmm. and stuff. And my sister really doesn't care.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and my mom, I know she'll be like, oh, God.
Right.
And that'll be, like, all I hear about it. You know, and right. it'll be the end of it. And she'll be like, okay, well, Amy, you'll just never do anything, you know, the standard way.
Yeah, considering the way her side of the family went when her they found out that her her cousin,
mm-hmm.
who was in a poly relationship.
Yeah, they didn't take that well at all, did they?
Not at first.
Mm-hmm. Are they starting to come around a little bit?
I think her parents are.
Mm-hmm.
I think the biggest thing was it wasn't the fact that she came out to them. Mm-hmm. They found out before.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
That's what
which
happened.
Which is always a big thing.
Yeah.
And, of course, I still get the... It's just like when we were teenagers and she would do something, you know, dye her hair, change her religion, go off to college, and
mm-hmm.
move in with her boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody... turns and looks at me, and I start going on. I follow myself under the microscope,
right?
And once again,
right?
And I'm like, oh, great, because guess what?
Yeah, yeah.
But you know what? Honestly, at this point, I don't care. They can think
yeah.
what they want. I love them. We're family. I know they're not going to stop loving me.
Mm-hmm.
They can think what they want.
Well, and you're a grown up, and you take responsibility for your own consequences, and that's, you know, you can feel justified in everything that you do.
Yeah,
as long as you, you know.
I think there's very little that could shock them at this point,
mm-hmm.
I hope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No,
I don't know. We've done some stuff that would...
Well, that's none of their beeswax.
Yeah.
But still.
That part's none of their beeswax.
Yeah, I just know mom's just going to be like, oh, okay, here we go again. Yeah, so what have you been doing lately?
Work and house stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much work and getting
mm-hmm.
ready for moving.
Kind of your life. Right now?
Pretty much.
You're a week and 2 days out from the move?
Yeah, when this when this goes up, it should be the Wednesday before we move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Sweet.
I
know you guys are going to be so happy just to get it over with there. Right?
Yeah, I had the first real big fuck you type thing when it comes
mm-hmm.
to dealing with trying to get stuff done at the house.
Mm-hmm.
The gas is finally turned on. We wanted to be that
okay.
one being one of the last things that gets
done. Oh, good,
because
I was
going to
go take a bath later if that was
okay. Oh,
well,
yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Yeah, cool.
Well, the tubs aren't clean, but if you want to...
I'm not clean, so
oh, okay.
it works well.
The water is lusciously hot.
Oh,
is it?
Nice.
Okay, you
yes.
tried it? I was going to ask if you tried it.
I washed the globe that goes over the front entrance.
Because you have those really nice bathtubs. Those are like, amazing for bubble baths. You've got those nice with the
little sitting
that
you
have. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, one of our friends was like, "Oh, it was up to me. I would with the extra space. Her thing would be tear all that out and put in garden tubs."
Yeah,
which at some point might be
yeah.
an interesting thing to think about. But no, I signed up for the gas company we're using, and I was
mm-hmm.
signing up online because they're one of those ones that give you a deal
mm-hmm.
if you sign up online.
Mm-hmm.
And first thing was. Is they, like every other place, they have the little calendar that you
mm-hmm.
can click on the date
and
do that. Well, instead of blocking out days that aren't available,
mm-hmm.
they let you click on whatever day, because if it's like I think I did it like 8-9 at night.
Yeah.
So, of course, that day I couldn't pick.
Mm-hmm.
But anything from the next day
mm-hmm.
on, except for weekends, was open. Well... You can pick whatever day you want.
That doesn't mean they're going to come out then.
But that doesn't mean, yeah, you get an email telling you which day you get.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew that was I was like, oh, fuck, well. Yeah. And it's utility companies. They're kind of jackasses to begin with.
Oh, yeah. Well, they can be.
There's company website that's usable at all.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
Honestly, George Power. It's got a very nice, clean...
Yeah. See, we're on Walton, so...
Yeah. They've got a nice, clean design. It's really easy to navigate around. Mm-hmm. Haven't had a problem with it. Mm-hmm. And they give you, when you have your day, you also pick what time.
Mm-hmm.
And they give you two choices, between 8 and 12, mm-hmm. and between 12 and 4.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, since I don't have to be at work until late,
right.
I pick 8 to 12. Well, the day comes along, and I get here about 3 minutes after mm-hmm. 8. And I sit and wait. I also pick to have them call 30 minutes beforehand.
Mm-hmm.
So I sit here and I wait. And I wait. And I wait. It gets to be about 11:30,
mm-hmm.
11:40. It's like, okay, I haven't had a call.
Mm-hmm. And I need to get to work at some point.
I'm
going
to have to get to work at some point. I call the customer service line. I get a live person fairly quick.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh no, our records show that you have between 8 and 4.
Jesus Christ.
And
which is kind of like your whole day.
Yes. And the whole thing, and you know, and you can't.
It's like
you
have between 12:01 a.m.
Yeah. And 12:59
exactly.
p.m. That they'll show up at some point. And if you sneeze wrong, they won't show up.
Mm-hmm.
They're
assholes.
So, yeah, I basically had a call work. Tell them I've got to wait for the gas guy because,
mm-hmm.
you know, if you cancel day of, they'll charge
right.
you. To come back out.
And they know. I mean, everybody has, everybody's been through that with all the utilities and everybody knows.
This was the first one I've really had a problem with.
Yeah.
Everybody else, see, I think I take that back, getting our washer and dryer delivered.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that was appliance, not utility.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, out of everything, everything we've had, carpet people. The carpet cleaners, the people that delivered the mattress and the beds and the furniture and the
mm-hmm.
all have been very prompt,
mm-hmm.
but this was the worst out of all. You know,
yeah,
just,
yeah.
I guess it had to be on their schedule. Yeah,
yeah,
I had to do it. I guess you have to have at least one fuck up on you like that.
Yeah.
So.
Oh well. Yeah. I mean, I'm surprised it's only been one, to be honest.
Yeah,
so.
That was the thing. Everything
mm-hmm.
else has been fine. And the guy,
mm-hmm.
when he came, was very professional and did everything he needed to do fairly quickly, but still.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't call.
Mm-hmm.
I take that back.
They called the house.
But
that's another thing they keep doing. We tell them call the cell phone number,
right.
and they call the house.
Right.
Or their apartment, I should say.
Nobody's
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we're usually here waiting.
Right.
You know, and they get an answering machine. So it's not like they don't know someone's not there. So
mm-hmm.
there is a second number to call.
Yeah,
so
I don't envy having to do that. Having to do all that.
Well, the thing is, they skipped to the second number.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, the home number was the second number for this particular thing, but
maybe when you just said it's not the something something they heard, it's not the main number.
Yeah. Well, it was all online, and they probably saw a home number being the apartment number and, calling that one. So, but other than that, everything's ready to go. We're move-in ready if we really wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
I'm shocked.
Yeah.
I'm shocked as hell you guys don't have your clothes here and aren't staying here. Like,
Cat. We
told
you that.
Yeah.
Well,
I've got to buy a new bowl for him.
He went
and shattered his food bowl.
Oh, how? How would you do that?
That's what I want to know.
Telekinesis, that's all we can figure out.
He had to have picked it up and dropped it like several times or something.
You would have thought it would be like a noise or something.
Yeah.
Never heard a thing. I just walk in and, wait a second, your bowl is in three pieces.
That's weird.
Yeah. I was going to get him a new bowl anyway, but...
Yeah, you can get him one to match the core now.
At this point, he has to eat out of the broken one until we move. It's so fall.
Yeah.
That's what you get for being all psychic cat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, at least he's not using his powers on us.
Exactly.
he's
using
just
them for minor infractions.
Yeah,
he's
just
watching
destroy stuff.
Yeah.
He's a willful teenager. He knows something's up. He's not real happy about it.
Yeah.
So he's acting out.
Well, don't know what you guys are doing, but it's pissing me off.
I'm going to make you happy. He's getting his own city to rampage. I mean,
his own city.
Yeah, ThinkGeek makes a cardboard city scratching post.
Oh, no shit.
And she's going to get him.
It even has a dangling helicopter.
Oh, cool. That'll be fun. So you guys have got to get pictures of that with Hipstamatic.
Yeah.
That'll be awesome. Yeah.
We will.
Yeah.
And probably send a few of them to ThinkGeek, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
And we need to get, we can't really do action shots with the door. Because we bought the, I don't know if you saw, but we bought the visual. We got the digital peephole.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It's up right now. It's
okay.
It's a little digital camera.
Mm-hmm.
I mean digital camera, but it's a little view camera. Instead of looking through a peephole, you're looking through. You look at a little TV screen.
Okay, cool.
And you can get a much better view, and you can even zoom in.
Oh, sweet.
It's really nice.
Sweet. I mean, like, Phantom's at the door again. He's not wearing pants. We had to call the cops last time.
But yeah, so we're going to come. Her brother's going to come up. Did he? Did they come?
The leaves are gone.
Okay.
The limbs. Right. We're going to have to reseed the grass in that spot. But it shouldn't be a big deal.
Yeah, he's going to come out. We had to cut down the limbs. They piled it up. They piled it up down at the edge of the road, just like you would if the. But we don't have garbage pickup yet, so they've been sitting there. So her brother had someone that came and picked up the stuff for us, and he's going to come and mow the lawn Saturday.
Or sooner.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Dad said they might come do it just sooner. Just come over, mow it, and go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're about
to. I told him if they want to do that, that's fine.
Yeah, because we don't have a lawnmower yet, so it's. And he seems to love doing this kind of stuff.
It's so funny, like all the stuff like that you don't think about. Yeah, is there, you know, all the, like, you need to buy a lawnmower and you need a ladder and you need like all these different things from a house that you don't think about.
Apartment dwelling. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll get there.
A leaf blower, a weed eater.
Luckily, we're smack dab between a Lowe's and a Home Depot, so it's not like it's a big deal.
Exactly. You're kind of in the Home Depot triangle, really, because you can go to.
Well, we got Lowe's.
I didn't think of three.
Oh, yeah. I like the closer Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually one of the newer ones, and it's still rather clean.
Okay, nice. Yeah, we're in the Walmart triangle, so we can pick and choose our Walmarts. We always pick the newer, cleaner.
Yeah, I'm not so happy with the closer Walmart, but.
Mm-hmm.
I'll live with it.
I just don't like going into Walmart already.
Is that one like if you're heading over to my house?
It's the one over there by IHOP.
Yeah. That's I hate that one. Oh my god.
The Home Depot
we'll pass
right there
that one.
Is great.
We'll pass that one and then go past our house to go to the one farther down on that same road.
Mm.
Just because that one's horrible.
Yeah, but the Home Depot that's right there.
That's awesome.
That's a great Home Depot.
Exactly.
That's where I'm
exactly.
buying stuff. I'm like,
yeah, totally.
Okay, I like this place.
Yeah. Well, we've always been, my mindset's always been, if you know what you want and you know what you need, you go to Home Depot.
Mm-hmm.
If you need help, go find an Ace.
One that's just down the street.
Yeah, or some mom and pop thing. Because
we've got an Ace right around the corner from ours, and I love it. I mean, because it's, you go in there and you find usually what you're looking for. I've got all the plumbing stuff there.
Plus, they've got someone who actually knows what they're doing, usually.
I'm bad about not asking for...
Oh, no, but if you need to.
Yeah. But then you find all this other weird shit, and you're like, I had no idea I needed this so bad.
Yeah.
But it's going in my cart, so...
Well,
I just have, like, bizarre stuff.
Yeah, I guess that's when you go when they have their... I don't know if they still do it. But kind
the baskets of the dollar and $3 and...
Oh, no. They used to do a thing where they would buy, like, the Sunday paper,
mm-hmm.
and there would be... And they'd have... a paper bag, like the old
school. They do that
sale
every once in a while. Yeah.
Where you basically get everything in the bag for like 50% off or $50
like
or something
like
that. Mm-hmm. They've kind of fooled me. I almost got a paper like that because I saw it and then I realized, oh no, it was Staples or Office Depot and it wasn't anything I really needed.
I think Ace does it. I think you saw a TV commercial where they say, get this Sunday's paper.
And that's always kind of a neat little thing because you can go and get all your little doodads you need.
Totally.
You know, picture, because we're going to be putting up pictures soon.
You guys are going to do all that stuff.
Yeah, because we've got two posters we need to frame.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to Walmart and we do not like the frames they had at Walmart.
They didn't have frames, period.
Usually go to like Joann's.
Yeah,
because they'll have them for 50% off. They're like always 50%
right. Plus, so. we're going to probably use them because we have a print that we bought a couple of years ago from Nigel Desaad, who mm-hmm. is the pirate. He's the pirate artist from The Devil's Panties.
Okay. That's okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's one of the two pirates.
He is that crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He really is that crazy.
Yeah.
But he is a kick-ass artist.
Yeah.
One of the, I had to, because we've talked to him every once in a while, and there was one, one that came out a couple of months before Dragon Con.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, Jeannie, you know, everything she does is pretty much based in truth.
Right.
You know, some things may change, but there's one where he's had this, mm-hmm. this gorgeous girl come up to him, and it's like, how old are you? And she's like, 15. Is that a problem? He's like, damn right it's a problem. And she's like, well, how about I just slip you a Xanax and ride you like I stole you? And he's got both of his pirates on his shoulders and himself just... And I asked him, and we ran into him later at Dragon mm-hmm. Con, and I go, dude, I have to ask you. The thing, he's like, oh, God, yes, it did happen.
Oh, yeah. That would be frustrating as hell.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So,
I've been enjoying her, all the stuff about her family vacation.
Yeah.
It was really cute. I like the little girl coming up to her daddy.
Daddy fish.
Exactly.
No,
that's
sweetie.
A shark.
That's a shark.
Yeah.
Daddy shark.
Yeah, exactly. It was really cute.
No, the one I like is when they're going to they're going to go, and Obi, her boyfriend,
mm-hmm.
starts going, beach? Gotta go to the beach. Gotta go to the beach. Lady, beach.
Beach.
Which, for anyone who hadn't seen, she put up a video. It's a heavy spoiler from mm-hmm. Portal 2. It's mm-hmm. one of the nodules that you have to destroy to mm-hmm. destroy the computer.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps going, space. I want to go to space. Space.
Nice.
Go space.
We've got to pick up that game. Although, you know, Phantom with his Xbox being fried. First of all, he's a little twitchy, a little weird.
I can imagine, yeah.
A little off.
Kind of like not being able to masturbate.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that, that's going awesome. since we've been talking to Panty Boy, we've been having, like, sex like you would not believe. And if we're not, then we're off in our own quarters. You know, trying to
go to your own quarters and masturbate. Don't come
exactly.
out until it's time.
Exactly. But yeah, without that Xbox, man, he's not right. So we're trying to get him.
Yeah, that's the bad thing is I'm not we're bad about our games. We have three game systems and
mm-hmm. Well, you know, that PlayStation 2 that I got, love it, had so much fun, played the hell out of Akami until I got to that one part that I could not beat.
All right.
And I was like, eh. And I bought Coraline because I was like, okay, surely. And it was like one of those stupid little kid games.
Yeah, honestly.
Yeah.
Games based on movie franchises mm-hmm. tend to kind of suck.
Yeah, well, that one sucked. And that was, like, the one that I paid full price for. You know, that was, like, the one, you know, that I didn't buy used.
And then you take it and try to sell it used, and you won't get dick for
exactly.
it because no one wants it.
Exactly. And I know I've got some other good ones. I've got, like, Dragon Quest VII.
Okay.
There's one really good one. I think that's what it is. You know, and I'm jazzed to play it, but it's just, you know...
Right.
I just, if there's any gaming, it's usually Phantom and on the Xbox.
So. Right.
I'm more a computer gamer.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, hopefully once we get in the house and set up, since we now have a Blu-ray player.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We actually bought it. It was a Sony built-in Wi-Fi, comes with, you know, the ability to go ahead and stream Netflix mm-hmm. and...
Hulu Plus.
It's so nice
Amazon
just to be able to sit there and flip through.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that just kind of makes the decision on whether or not we get cable in the house a little mm-hmm. easier.
Yeah.
Because we do
Why
have that ability.
You?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's all about sports, so
yeah.
we look closer at that.
Mm-hmm.
Because the real...
Yeah, totally.
Although that's only good for about 6 months, though, but the, the fact that Dish Network is now offering everyone the Sunday mm. ticket for free,
mm.
which basically gives you every football game out there.
See, well, because you're having to compete, because, nobody wants cable.
Well, I think it also happens to be, this is kind of NFL's way of kind of giving back, since
mm-hmm.
they did the whole lockout.
Yeah, fair enough.
So.
Yeah.
Yes, we like our new player, and for our very first Blu-ray, we got Sucker Punch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was.
I know.
I
keep seeing it, and I'm like, oh.
Well, what it was it was, I think it was the one option with, you basically can sit there and basically watch the movie as Zack Snyder is going through all these scenes on the screen about why, you know, that makes us go, you know what, that might actually be an interesting one to pick up for a first Blu-ray.
Plus 17 extra minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it is rated R.
Yeah,
and
so it's rated R.
And little girls running around with big guns and shooting shit. Like,
we
where's the bad?
I haven't even sat down and watched it yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I
well, we've been
busy.
Yeah, well, not just the busy, it's been the fact that we've been having to deal with trying to get the damn thing to upload.
That's true.
Well, maybe that can be your, you know, post-moving coma activity.
Yeah.
And crash on the couch and
yeah,
watch
I like
the movie.
That idea.
Yeah,
because it was one of those things where it was like, okay, it won't update. And nine updates, because it's just like getting a computer, where you buy a brand new computer and there's already software, there's already, like, you know,
right.
the OS updates you have to go ahead and update before
right.
when you started, and they had nine waiting.
Did you have to do that with the TV?
No, not with the TV, with the Blu-ray when I got it first,
Okay.
The TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, anything with that kind of stuff usually, depending on when it was boxed, I think is basically what it is. If it's an older... I mean, older as in it's been in the box since a certain update.
Mm-hmm.
You have to catch up on updates. I mean, especially with computers. And if it's a Windows 7, you know, you have all these patches you have to you have to do.
Right.
You know, by the time you get it, unless you get one that got, you know, that's freshly from the factory, and then.
With the TV. He's got. You can watch Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Which is really cool. They've got a bunch of stuff. Yeah, the Amazon Prime, like, is cheaper even than Netflix, because you pay that in one chunk for the year.
Well, I thought about it when I looked at
it.
And they do have, and I want to say they actually do seasons as they're going up, if I'm not mistaken. There are certain...
Some of them,
yeah. some of them they do.
I haven't watched any modern shows.
Douchebag Indiana Jones.
That was one of the things I was gonna.
We'll get back to that.
Legend Quest, I think. Is that
the sci-fi show? Yeah.
That shit is hilarious.
Yeah, it's a sci-fi show.
Oh my god, he gets so just freaked out and excited. And just, I've never seen two crosses, and they don't look anything alike.
I don't want. Yeah, it was. I think we've seen
so
the commercials while watching Warehouse 13 and stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like.
It's hilarious, and it's funny because he's actually got the sidekick. He's this beautiful woman,
right?
And he just kind of like gazes at him, like either A, she's in love with him, or sometimes B, like she's exhausted, or C, like she's so bored she, you know, can't stand it, and she just has this vacant look every time. She's like, oh, okay, yeah.
And
he's like freaking
and then they
the fuck
show
out.
A map
yeah,
we're gonna go west, and they go like.
Exactly, but and he never actually finds any of the shit. That's what's so funny.
Yeah, that's the whole. That's why I don't want to watch stuff like because they have that. What is it, Monster Quest? That's on Discovery or something like that.
And they get real close. It could be over on the other side of this wall.
Right,
we're not going to break it down or anything. Exactly, we're not going
to
actually use any methods that might. Yeah.
It's
I mean, we could probably easily find out via sonar or, you know, something. X-ray.
It's one of those things, as long as they stay vague, they don't have to come up with an actual conclusion.
Yeah.
I mean, what is it again? River Monster is just one where they talk about the really odd actual creatures that live in the... But yeah, there's the Destination whatever on sci-fi, and there's Monster Quest, and...
It's just, you know, it reminds me of Ghost Adventures.
Ghost Douchebag.
Exactly, where they just freak themselves out so much. It's fun just to watch them.
Right.
You know, I don't care if they find anything. I'm like, oh, this is, you know, pseudoscience that's kind of interesting.
But through what, three?
Well, you've sat through three. I've sat through a whole lot more.
Yeah, I've sat through
simply because it was like, ooh, ghost show. Okay, I'm on my computer.
No, they crack me up because they're... Big, you know, manly.
I give them
we're gonna go check out these ghosts.
I give them props for one piece of all video evidence they got. They got this really great phantom walkthrough.
Phantom, was he wearing pants?
Of
course he wasn't. He was pooping in the woods. Don't you know?
He is a wild bear. That is true.
Yes.
It is true. Yeah, they just grab the enemies, they run away and squeal like little, girls. They're just so damn funny.
See, that's why I like watching Ghost Hunters, because they go in and it's like, okay, this may or may not is going on. Let's see what could be causing this.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, they're very, the
You know, if the water faucet comes on them being plumbers, they'll actually check the washers and stuff like
exactly.
that.
Exactly. Exactly. They're very methodical.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now they've got, what is it? What is it?
International?
No, not international. No, the
University?
Other sci-fi. That no, they have...
with the British?
No, they have... It's not a Ghost Hunter show.
Oh,
but,
no. Haunted Item?
No, Item. Yeah, it's a haunted...
Oh.
It's basically a real-life Friday the 13th, the series.
Uh-huh.
That's basically what they do, is they try to find...
Yeah, I don't really like that one, because they're like, well... Here's the creepiest item in the room. This has got to be it. And let's remove it from the house. And, and it's like, you're not really finding...
Dick,
There's no proof that this is the item you're looking for.
Well, it's like on eBay where there was that string of items that were being sold where it was like, this is a haunted cane that was, you know, a guy was murdered with this cane and everything, and it's... said to contain the ghost, and automatically the price on this thing jumps up to like $3,000. But they, I mean, there was a time where you could put haunted in front of anything.
Right.
And put it on eBay, and you were going to make some money. Exactly. Exactly. Which I don't know, is kind of funny.
Yeah, yeah. The only sci-fi show I've liked, it's been their live action so far. You know, their real life.
Face Off.
No, well, Face Off, but I'm thinking
Face
recently.
Face Off was great, yeah.
Is,
all the hot rockabilly girls.
Soon, because they had a couple of the guys that were up for it on Attack of the Show's, or G4's thing for Comic-Con. Mm,
cool.
Yeah.
And you could go and vote on them.
Okay.
I think they were going to be the, like, one of those three were going to be, like, one of the last contestants going in. No, it's Hollywood Collections.
Oh,
it's an auction house, and they seem to specialize. Oh, I don't know if they specialize, but they were getting a whole lot of these great old Hollywood, like sci-fi, fantasy. Like one of the ones they auctioned that didn't go in auction was Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Oh no, shit!
They had the actual car. The guy who has had it since they wrapped, I think.
Uh-huh.
Was putting it up for auction.
And they were actually able, like a night or two before the auction, they were actually get on Jay Leno with Dick Van Dyke.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they
had a cold opening that they were going to do with basically making it look like Dick Van Dyke drove up.
Oh, cool.
And Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Mm-hmm. And he told some stories about it. It didn't go at auction at all. They had to find a buyer. For not even close to what they really wanted.
This car doesn't really work.
Oh no, it worked.
It
ran.
Oh yeah.
It was in good shape.
I think people were just afraid to bid. That was the impression I was getting.
There were a few things like they had
the haunted car.
They had they went to this one. It was an art museum, and they were going through some stuff, and they came across they had done a Star Trek. Thing and they came across mannequin heads where they had done basically permanent makeup to the heads to kind of get you an idea. I guess I forgot why they did it.
It was the makeup artists because you know you put these prosthetics and stuff on people where when they're done shooting they just rip them off.
Mm-hmm.
So this was their way of making a permanent.
Mm-hmm.
So basically took these mannequins and applied all the makeup appliances and stuff so that there was a permanent. Right.
So you had a mannequin set up with the full makeup and the uniform of Odo and Quark and Kes from Voyager and Neelix. There was a Borg and all that. The Kes one didn't go at all. She was a little blonde.
The kind of elfin.
Hers did not sell at all, but everybody else bought. The Borg, I think, was the one that went for the most.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
But yeah, some of the stuff they came across was just like they had Dr. Robinson's spacesuit from the pilot of Lost in Space.
Wow, that's pretty cool. And that definitely sold, right?
They found, yeah, they, what was it? They found a Nautilus. From one of the 60s movies of Captain Nemo, yeah.
Oh, shit.
One of the lower budget ones, but yeah, they came across.
But though, that prop sure didn't look low budget.
No, it was a very nice prop, yeah.
See, you know, Proteus would be all over that kind of ship. That's really his thing, is
the other
his memorabilia.
One, yeah, the other one was they had a crap load of stuff from the Green Mile.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They had the actual electric chair up for auction.
They had Old Sparky.
They had Old Sparky. They had several of the badges from Shawshank. They had several of the prop rock hammers. In fact, I think they had all of the different, from brand new to worn down of the rock hammers you used to escape.
Okay.
They even had the mouse box from Meemaw. They even had the chess set that Andy was making.
Cool. So that, it kind of makes you realize that there are some movies where people held on to the shit.
Well, this guy was the actual producer. Was he the producer?
Something like that.
He was one of the producers of these movies.
Mm-hmm.
And he was putting them up for a charity auction.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an interesting. I hope it comes back. It was really interesting just seeing some of the stuff.
Yeah.
Some of the people on it were kind of there.
Yeah,
but just seeing some of the stuff they found was really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be interesting. Yeah, I've been watching the hell out of Project Runway. Cannot get enough of that show, I swear. I'm not a fashion person.
No,
give a damn. Shut up. but yeah, I just something about that show, I'm like, it's just, I love watching people be creative, you know?
And be catty bitches at the same time.
Yeah. Cattier even than Phantom and I, and we can be pretty catty together sometimes, so...
Yeah, I think what's our biggest guilty pleasure is Dr. Drew's Celebrity Rehab.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I think that's more that's a little more interesting because Dr. Drew was actually in it to actually help.
And
these
he's intelligent and he's not. Yeah, he's not just trying to put on a show.
Right,
yeah.
But
he's a very real person.
Yeah, I think this is going to be their last year because it's supposed to be Celebrity Rehab, and I know last year they were scraping.
A little bit.
Well, last year they had Keisha Cole's mom.
Yeah.
They had this one lady who part of what she was known was because her fiance was killed in 9/11, but she's like a rich socialite.
Mm-hmm.
The other one was like the grandson of an oil guy. And it's like, okay, you're
Todd,
putting this in
found him on the corner.
They're in there with like Leif Garrett and, Eric Roberts. And it's like, okay, these are stars. These are celebrities.
Right.
These are people who
these
lucked out.
Exactly.
Yeah. But this one has Amy Fisher.
Oh, no shit. What is she like right now?
Well, she
apparently
gets a lot of shit because...
Yeah, you think?
Well, what it is the drummer for Guns N' Roses is in there.
Uh-huh.
And he's been giving her hell because
Duffy?
She won't... No, Duffy was bassist.
Okay.
No, this is a... But she would never come out and say she was an alcoholic.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, okay, Miss Face, Miss Face Shooter, you need to, and she gets all upset because one guy's sister, because it was like family day, and one made an offhanded comment, said, oh, I didn't realize you were Buttafuoco Face Shooter. And she gets all upset, and her husband gets all indignant, and is like, fucker, you shot someone in the face!
Exactly. It's not like it's unfounded.
Right. It's not like it was a rumor that you shot someone
right.
in the face.
No, everybody pretty much knows you shot someone in the face.
You went to a door, someone's face showed up, and you shot it.
That's like, when Vanilla Ice was on, and he was trying so hard to... He would get just infuriated when you brought up like Ice Ice Baby. And
oh yeah, I know.
It's like,
was that the rehab?
Honey, that's
or was
the only
that...
thing you ever did that was worth anything.
Was that rehab?
Was it rehab
or was
or...
that
no?
That
no,
was
Surreal Life.
Surreal Life, yeah. Which was another one that was rather interesting.
You know what I came out of Surreal Life knowing is that Emmanuel Lewis and MC Hammer are like two of the most grounded, intelligent, real people. And they're like, hey, we were lucky to have the fame we had.
Yeah, and it was, wasn't that the same one where with Vanilla Ice was like Eric Estrada, and Eric Estrada mm-hmm. was the one that was like, you know what, fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. I know people are going to see you like this, but hey, this is the way they see yeah. me. You just have to move on.
Yeah. But I just thought that was so funny. I was like, nobody's heard of you since then aside from this show.
Yeah.
And this show's not going to get you the fame that Ice Ice Baby did, so just embrace it.
Right.
Or, you know.
Well, he did towards the end. Remember they were all out somewhere and they did a karaoke?
Mm-hmm.
And the girl from the real world.
It, didn't it, like,
no,
really piss
it didn't
off?
Piss him off. He actually took over for them and did it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And he kind of embraced it because he saw, I think what it was everybody in the karaoke bar
mm-hmm.
was so into it
mm-hmm.
that it kind of gave him that little spark
little,
that he was missing.
Yeah.
Didn't we see him on another show recently? And he
Man
just,
vs. Food.
Yeah, and he was just, mm-hmm. it was like, this
guy's
kind
of showed up,
normal.
Yeah, he was down at, you know, because he still lives in Miami
mm-hmm.
and he was doing Key West.
Mm-hmm.
And he was down there at the place that's famous for, I think, was the first one that did the Key Lime Pies.
Mm-hmm. It was at the Blonde Giraffe.
I can't remember.
They
the
do the best
restaurant because they had a pie that was like this, and it was mostly
yeah.
meringue with like this much.
Holy hell, they make good pies down there, but
well, they kind of have to. It's, it,
I know it's
their,
named after,
one of their
yeah.
staples.
You just cause some serious pie lust, and I'm not really a pie girl.
not anymore, at least
no,
you have cock.
No. That, you know, exactly. but I do still like the occasional taco, so
yeah,
I don't know
okay,
what that says.
Yeah. Although you couldn't eat all your tacos, and then he said he didn't want your taco.
I know.
Where
did
taco
go?
Like, it was all stale and bendy and weird.
You're not cute. You're so not cute right now.
Yeah, when it gets soggy and you can, like, bend it.
yeah, you don't want your tacos too soggy.
And he's
soggy.
Grinning like he's so happy with himself. Yeah, it's going to be a rough night for tonight, dude. I love you.
That thing we talked about, though.
We're in so
aren't
much
we
trouble.
Do that still?
I don't know so much now, actually. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, no, we'll just have to see. But, yeah. Aren't
don't
you
make
glad
her
you
not
had
spanking.
To talk? Oh, I should have had somewhere I was going with that.
I don't know, we derailed you. But yeah, now we've got, well, on to the part of the show where we're watching something that we're all watching.
Mm-hmm.
And that's
oh,
this
yay.
Season of True Blood.
And I love that stupid show. And this season, no, the pacing is a lot slower to me, and it's not quite so exciting for the same reasons
really?
That we said in the last show. Yeah.
I've enjoyed the way they've paced the show
mm-hmm.
because it
yeah.
doesn't seem as cluttered as last season.
I liked
did.
It cluttered because it was like just this whole mind fuck. Whoa! When you got done watching an episode, whoa! Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I said, whoa! You got to say
yeah.
it just like that, though, or else nobody
a
knows
couple
what you're
of those
about.
Moments this season. Good.
Yeah, but I mean, to me, it's a lot of the. You know, like we were talking about, the storylines are kind of like bland.
Yeah.
Like Sam's brother, I'm just like, I don't care.
Yeah, that,
you know,
that
it's
one
interesting,
kind of, although that has been, this particular episode did do
mm-hmm. It got
something.
A lot more interesting.
It got a little more interesting. And
but I still can't make myself really.
I think that's going to pay off later. Mm-hmm. Well, you're not going to care about him because his, you know, he now has this thing that's going to make him
yeah.
even a bigger douchebag now that he knows he can do it.
Yeah.
And look at what he did with it.
Yeah.
So,
which wouldn't you?
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah.
I'd
yeah.
be right the fuck there. So.
Yeah. So that's gonna be interesting. And
mm-hmm.
they it looks like they ended a storyline
mm-hmm.
with Jason.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
but
yeah.
it looks
yeah.
like they may be starting something else up.
That's good because Crystal like we hated her.
Yeah,
from the beginning,
the whole white trash. You know, it's kind
when
of.
And she's hideous. She looks like a lizard. She stresses out. We were expecting her to just start sticking her tongue out. She's
well,
so creepy.
Have you noticed how necky they make the were people rednecky?
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
the majority of the werewolves you meet in
season what?
Yeah. No, the werewolves
mm-hmm.
we meet in season 3 are all you
yeah.
know redneck biker guys.
Yeah.
You know, the panthers are all
and the one that's showing up this season is greasy.
Yeah, you know, so
I mean my husband brother.
Yeah.
Husband brother, yeah, a bunch of inbred redneck. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So
well, I think the werepanthers more so than the wolves,
yeah.
but
well, what I'm just saying,
yeah.
but, I mean, it you don't you know it's like the only shifters are the, I guess, the little support group that Sam's in, and they're all kind of upper, you know, they're middle class management, but they're shifters. They're not where, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Which, werewolves and bikers, yeah, that makes sense. Were panthers and then, like, inbred Appalachian?
Inbred Cajun. I mean, that's kind of weird.
Connection.
Yeah.
That one didn't really make sense. You would think panthers would have a lot more pride.
Yeah.
so to speak.
If anything, you would think they'd be like, you know, if you're going for redneck cats, you would think more cougar.
Mountain lion. They're more California. I don't know. Where are panthers? I don't know.
Yeah, because I think panther, I think something graceful and deadly, not...
And, yeah, you would think they would be sleek and sleek and, very, even more dark than the vampires, even.
Yeah.
I can see that.
Yeah. You would think, if anything, it would be some, like, you know, some, like, Creole, you know, descendants of slaves that came over.
That would be good.
That would be that.
You know who does really great characterization of different were groups is Laurel Hamilton.
Yeah,
because she, I mean, the way she describes the different types of wares, it's like, that's totally how they would be.
How she went through with the lions in the latest book is just...
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's all I'm going to say, because I know some people are just far along.
Yeah, I finished Micah.
I mean, just how she went through
with
that pride.
Well, look at they had the whole thing with the Chimera. Mm-hmm. And dealing with the, you know, that's when all the different panthers start, I mean, all the different were creatures really start. Because at that point, I think all you really dealt with was the wolves
and the rats.
The rats and the, what is it she's in charge of?
The panthers?
No.
Wolves, rats.
Leopards.
And then you start saying, you know, it wasn't until the Chimera shows up. Then you saw the lions. You saw the actual
the
swans.
The swan was cool. Yeah.
Swans.
She does great characterization.
The boars. Yeah, because they're the ones that run the... It's kind of funny. The pigs are the ones... Their leader is the one that runs the S&M club.
The boars?
Yeah,
but it was
the
chimera that led it in the beginning,
hyenas.
Didn't it?
Hyenas. Okay, sorry.
Okay. Well, I've got to get him on Laurel Gang.
No idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know. We've got to get you to read it or get audiobooks or something, because it's...
Well, we've got all up to Micah, if you want to borrow them.
I've got the books, but...
Yeah, I've got them downloaded.
We should spend some time on that. I know. I've got a stack right now. It's ridiculous. Yeah, we actually had like a big thing where I was describing to Panty Boy how you don't mess with my books, and Phantom was like, I did that one time, I will never do that again. And then we had like an hour of looking for a book yesterday where I was stressed the fuck out. So
then you need to get, and they make this a Think Geek, and this is not a joke, but they have a set to where you can make your own library.
No, I totally want to do that. I was actually researching the world of the Library of Congress.
Right.
And their system, because their system is like a little bit more exact than
the New Testament.
And I was researching different methods of cataloging books. Yeah,
well,
no, I
they
totally
actually make they actually make the old school sleeve and card that comes with the little date stamp.
That's kind of cool.
They actually make that, and you can buy refills that come with more
cards.
Can
you buy them by, like, the thousands? Because we have a fuck ton of books.
You would have to buy, like, the start kit and then a couple of refills. But, they do.
Then you need to find a cabinet with the drawers that are that big.
I would,
and are, like, 5 feet
I would
long.
Shit myself if I could find, like, an actual old card catalog. I don't know what we'd keep in it, but... I would so have
to start making cards.
Probably.
Yeah, but do it a little better, because I still remember the card catalog at high school always sucked balls. It was better to just go to where you kind of had an idea of where it was and go looking.
Unless you were looking up sex and then you knew exactly where it was, because it was all like dirty. Because of all the fingers that had been prying through that section. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Although that was true at the public library, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but that's because you had the bums jacking off with them, so...
Yeah.
Library, where bums go BM?
Yeah, I am. It's just another one of those projects I don't have time for. Yeah. A great idea, person.
Yeah, actually, our friend and supporter of the show, Dindrain, would probably love something like that.
Yeah.
She's probably already done that.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
I would not be surprised.
She's got a system. I'm
positive.
Maybe she's got, I don't know. When I was hearing about the stat, the room with the... In the nonfiction room,
yeah.
And the fiction room,
yeah.
And she actually had books fall on her during
a
week in Justice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I'm pretty sure
she'd
want to.
The torture scene of her tied up and you're tearing up a book in front of her. It can't be any worse than when I had to gut the teddy bear.
What?
One of those things I had to do, when you throw stuff away at a retail store, you have to kind of destroy it, especially if it's you're getting rid of it, and I had to take an X-Acto knife to a teddy bear.
That's terrible.
Yes, it was.
It sucks.
The Vic shirts, not so much.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean,
at least with books, all you have to do is get rid of the cover.
Mm-hmm.
That's why if you go through my book collection, you'll find quite a few that have their coverless,
mm-hmm.
because my aunt at one time worked for a book retailer,
mm,
and they had
cool.
a whole bunch of books that they had to throw out.
Mm-hmm.
So she just stripped the covers off of them and
Sweet.
Gave them to people.
Hey, they still read the same.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well, a friend of mine used to work at. There's a book place somewhere in Lawrenceville that
mm-hmm.
you know basically sells the books, and you can get like the paperbacks they can't sell that they
mm-hmm.
will rip the covers off,
mm-hmm.
and you can buy them cheap or they'll give them to you. And it's just,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of, have you guys been to Borders?
No.
I don't know
where the closest border is to us.
Over by me.
Snowsville.
All the way up there, yeah.
Yeah.
That's another reason.
Still open.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, we keep dropping by, but they're not really dropping their prices.
They don't know how to go to business rights.
Mm-hmm.
You went out of business because of Amazon, and the giving away prices are still
exactly.
more than Amazon.
Yeah,
except
I think
Blu-rays.
I think John of Unique Geek.
Blu-rays are 40% off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but that's
the
only good.
Yeah, I think John of Unique Geek was saying that he had gone to a Borders store, and he
mm-hmm.
did the whole little scan it
mm-hmm.
thing for
that's
it,
what I've
and
been
it
doing.
Was
yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I keep doing.
Yeah, the book that I wanted for $16.99, I scanned it, and I do that just to kind of keep a record of the books that I want to buy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it automatically goes online and compares prices for you. I can get it for like $1.50 off of, I think, LibriVox or Libra something.
Right.
For $1.50 with $2.99 shipping. And
right.
I'm like, and it's $16 on clearance at Borders.
Yeah.
So it's like, eh.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of those things where, I mean, it kind of sucks to see the brick and mortar stores go down.
It does. And I actually,
yeah,
I was trying
they
to.
They were asking for it.
Yeah, Borders mm-hmm. was kind of, because they always seem to be a little high.
Well, and I was trying to explain to Phantom, though. I came out at Borders, you know what I mean? When I was like not out to my family and staying
right.
at home, like I would go there and just go through all the lesbian books, and I would buy like stacks of books and take them home and read them and hide them, and it had so much to do with my coming out. So it was very sad.
Yeah,
and
Borders,
Proteus and I used to go and sit for like hours and hours.
Borders always had a really interesting vibe as a bookstore.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of almost gave you a neighborhoody feel because there were times you would go in there. And they would have the dude with his acoustic
mm-hmm.
guitar
yeah.
playing
mm-hmm.
in the coffee shop.
Yeah.
And,
way
know,
more relaxed
could,
than Barnes & Noble.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just like the wood was darker and the
mm-hmm.
lighting wasn't as brightly lit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Yeah, it was a cool place. And it's, yeah, I'm totally sad to see it go.
Yeah, I've been over it ever since Oxford died because Oxford was like.
Oxford
the,
was the.
Was
the
shit. I know we've probably talked about
bookstores
on
yeah.
the cast, but yeah, there was just
yeah.
something about Oxford Books. It was
It was the first bookstore that you could actually go and find what you were looking for.
Right, because it was one of those things where if they did not have it at Oxford, you weren't going to find it in Atlanta.
Exactly.
Because
I mean,
you had a choice between what, Walden and...
Walden Books and...
what was the other
shit,
one? It's basically Walden, but one another name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they
B.
had
B. Dalton,
yeah,
B. Dalton and Walden's, and
yeah.
then if you're lucky to live close enough, to you had two Oxfords.
Yeah, and you could find like you could go and be like I traveled there to get Mom something. It was something about bed and breakfasts in the Appalachian Mountains or something like that,
right.
because she and my stepdad were really, you know, going to a lot of B&Bs, and that was kind of their thing. And so I called all over the place, and that was the only place that had it. And that was the kind of place where you could find that one book that you were looking for.
And, since, and that's the way, since the only thing that's still open is Oxford Comics, and that's the way Oxford Comics
Oxford
is.
Comics is amazing. I could spend hours and hours and hours in there.
We have.
I grew up in both. I mean, you know, I've mentioned that on cast before, mm-hmm. that my uncle was the head of the music department at the mm-hmm. big one, and, you know, any given weekend,
mm-hmm.
I'd be
right.
I'd either be down in the comic basement,
mm-hmm.
The treehouse in the kids section.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, you'd find me up in the coffee shop, curled around some book.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up there.
Yeah, I think that's one of the first places I ever saw a coffee shop was at mm-hmm. Oxford.
You know, honestly, for gaming, that's kind of how Tower Games is,
mm-hmm.
Especially for board games, because they do have every last fucking thing that you want.
Yeah, in fact, they just had a someone we know just invited us, but we didn't go, but they were having basically a weekend-long gaming session
mm-hmm.
down there. It was like $10 if you wanted to do it
yeah.
for the entire weekend, and then
yeah.
they were going like 48 hours long.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, speaking of, and I swear I'm not going to keep talking about him, but do you remember when I first started dating Phantom?
Yes.
And how I went on and on and on and on about him?
Uh-huh.
Okay, so Panty Boy is going to DM a game.
Oh,
right. And, you know, in this theoretical future time.
Right.
Where it's a three-person D&D game. Or Shadowrun or Gamma World. I don't think we've quite figured out. Yeah.
That's another broken system.
Really?
It was a weird system. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was fun, but yeah, it was a weird one trying
okay.
to kind of
get
it out.
I didn't
play
it just
that's
because of the whole concept and setting it on that.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Throw post-apocalyptic on something and he's
just
interested.
Like,
right.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
you could do with... That's the great thing about using GURPS. You
yeah, that's
that.
Why I brought up GURPS.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but you only throw...
Yeah, there's not
guys.
Enough. Yeah, exactly. Which actually, speaking of Kim,
yeah,
holy fuck, she she's what is she?
She's a nice girl.
Changeling sorcerer,
something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So she's got a chaos sorcerer. So she's got this chaos bolt.
Yeah.
No, the chaos.
No, it's chaos bolt.
No, what is the one where she rolls
like
66 or something ridiculous like that?
I don't know.
But she's like just her. Face lights up with glee, like she. Oh my god, she's
someday
awesome.
I'd love to pull our Wits characters out again. We only got to play a one-off game with them, and I had this kick-ass Amazon rolled
mm-hmm.
up, and I'd love to play her again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I don't think Richard had an idea of what he wanted to do with
it. Yeah, I think that's the thing, but I would love to breathe some more life into that character.
Mm-hmm.
And that one was cool because there were so many other dice mm-hmm. we had to use. And,
yeah, see, that's what's fun, and I actually I've we got the D&D Insider, and we just have made up just a bunch of characters,
yeah.
just because.
Like you do.
Yeah.
No, I've actually, there's been one time I've been able to use a shitload of dice playing GURPS. We had gotten done with our, we were doing our Firefly-based
mm-hmm.
one. Well, my character is a mechanic that used to be a sniper and
mm-hmm.
basically a guerrilla unit of
mm-hmm.
the Alliance, not the Alliance, of the Independence.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my weapons happens to be the 50 caliber sniper rifle.
Mm-hmm.
The damage on that is 17d6.
Nice.
I'm
going
back to
playing
in one player.
But I like all the different, I like the d20 and the d, you know.
Yeah,
like fucking with
we have discussed.
Like stacking them on the sword parts and taking pictures of them and putting them on Facebook.
We were at one point debating on when we were doing we were going to go from finishing up the Firefly game, because we were all like, okay, we really enjoy the Firefly game, but right now we want to hit stuff with axes. So we went
back.
We're
just in that mood.
Yeah, we wanted to go back to the
fantasy
game.
There's only so much sitting around the ship traveling you can do.
Yeah.
That was, I think, one of the only drawbacks, but. Because, you know, hitting it with your axe is not always the best solution
mm-hmm.
when you're playing something like, you know, something
mm-hmm.
like the Firefly universe.
Right.
Where when you're running around as a 7-foot half-orc,
mm-hmm.
hitting it with your axe is the
best
solution.
Seems like, yeah,
anything
probably
can,
the way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's like if you're a hammer, everything starts to look like a nail.
Yeah.
You know, if you're an orc, everything looks like something you want to hammer.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
The way my character is. He's
or
a
nail.
Again, I'm very tired.
Yeah. He's a... Yeah, he's a battle hungry. You know, gets joyful glee on his face when I know I can hit and I can kill something.
And it's an interesting dynamic with well, most of the characters, but you know, I'm playing basically a baby elf and
a 50-year-old elf.
I would say maybe 50, but you know, in
that's like a 12-year-old.
She's like 12.
Now, do you guys find because you played a bunch of different things together that you always play characters that are related or know each other somehow?
No.
Really? Okay. Because we have for our first game, but that was
our first
game. Yeah, I think that was like a coping mechanism for the terror.
Our first fantasy game, which is the one where R was running.
Yeah.
Hers, she was playing a chaste cleric, and I was pretty much a shy ranger. Kind of the loner ranger.
And of course there was the kind of my character ranger. Having to deal with she had a crush on him, but you know, she has about chastity and
Our Star Wars game, I play basically a beefed up Mandalorian, you know, former stormtrooper, basically space trooper. If you ever read some of the Star Trek literature, basically these are the assault troopers.
Okay.
They put on these giant things. They just they're shock and awe troopers, basically.
And I'm a Twi'lek assassin and dancer. And sometimes our characters tend to start to get closer as it goes on, because like in the Star Wars one, by the time we ended, we were sharing the cabin.
I think we were,
We started.
Because I was the one
with the
ship.
At the beginning of the game, but as the game went on, our characters ended up shacking up.
Nice.
And of course, with this one, we are, I'm a half orc. I'm a 30-year-old half orc. And she's basically a baby elf.
So
whereas I called her tree fucker.
Our characters have formed an interesting friendship. He would never admit that they're friends. She's like friends, but he's cool to hang out with.
Yeah,
I find my character constantly trying to impress his character.
That's because your character shot me.
Well, okay, yeah. There was...
First game in.
And that would be the audio crashing. Hi, folks. This is your web slave, Aruka Yuiwell. Not sure what happened in the last hour or so of this cast, but apparently it just kind of stopped recording. So I've edited up what we got, and I'll be including the complete show notes over on the website at www.kinkyandthegeek.wordpress.com. So, with that,
be good.
Or be good at it.
Bye.
Bye.